Grammar Girl here. It was almost exactly a year ago when I did the first show about who versus whom. In that show, I only covered the simple cases, and lately I've been getting questions that made me think I should delve deeper into the topic. So today's topic is who versus whom, advanced. Here's an example of the kind of questions that are coming in. Derek from Oakland, California, recently read a story in the Wall Street Journal about restaurants that offer tasting menus that pair wine with food. And he came across this sentence about the sommelier. We never did meet his teammate, whom he said worked the room in his absence. Derek thought the whom seemed out of place and asked me to explain why. He's right, and I'll have a quick and dirty tip for you. But first, I want to explain in grammatical terms why it should be who. First, you have to separate out the clause that contains the who or whom. All you need to care about is how the who or whom functions within that clause. In the example sentence, we never did meet his teammate, who he said works the room in his absence. The last part, who he said works the room in his absence, is something called an adjectival clause. That just means the whole thing functions as an adjective and tells us more about the teammate. Who is the teammate? Someone who he says works the room in his absence. The part that always seems to mess people up in clauses like that is the he says part. Someone who he says works the room in his absence. It seems as if people see the he and think it might be the subject of the clause, but it's not. The good news is that he says is a separate clause within the adjectival clause. And you can just ignore it. It's parenthetical, an aside. Take it out in your imagination as you look at the sentence, or cross it out. Taking it out leaves you with the clause, who works the room in his absence. Now that you've whittled down the sentence to just the clause you need to consider, it's a lot easier to decide between who and whom. In fact, you can use the simple trick I gave you a year ago. If you can hypothetically answer the question with him, use whom. They both end with a letter M. If you can't answer with him, use who. The reason is that you use whom when it's the object of the clause, and him is an object pronoun that's easier for people to remember than whom. For some reason, people just seem to know when to use he and him, but they have trouble remembering the difference between who and whom. So, if we go back to the example sentence, the clause is who works the room in his absence. If you answer that question, the answer is he works the room in his absence. Since the answer is he and not him, you know the correct pronoun is who. You could actually use the same trick without removing the he said clause from the sentence. You could ask, who did he say works the room in his absence? And the answer would be, he says he works the room in his absence. But I think it helps to know that you can take out the he said clause. The same holds true for clauses such as, the man who they believe is Sir Fragalot, the man who she determined is Sir Fragalot, the man who Squiggly claims is Sir Fragalot, and the man who I say is Sir Fragalot. You can just ignore the they believe, she determined, Squiggly claims, and I say parts. I've put some extra information in the transcript for this episode at quickanddirtytips.com in case you want more information. This week, Legalad is talking about whether printed waivers on the back of parking stubs are actually binding. If you're not listening to his show, you're really missing out. He always seems to answer a question about something I've wondered but never bothered to investigate. You can find his show, my contact information, and all the other great Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all. Thanks for listening.